Tony Chada. Onok Eved Ivri La'atzmai. Anak Eved Ivri La'atzmai. The Hanukkah that an Eved Ivri gets, he keeps. The Anak Amavriya La'atzmai. The Eved Ivri keeps what he gets, the Amavriya keeps what he gets. Another price we learned, we know there's a klal that the shvach of an Om Avriya goes to our father. So another price it says it goes to the father. Vein l'rabba elo schar b'teila. And her adain only gets schar b'teila b'lvad. What does that mean? That means what? That's not going on Anaka Amavriya, it's going on Mitziyasa, right? That if she found the Mitziya, so it took her 5 minutes to pick up the Mitziya. So that time that it took her to pick up the Mitziya, that was on the boss's time, that was on the Adin's time. So there is a chiyuv to pay back Schar B'Teila. Why is there a chiyuv to pay Schar B'Teila? Why is there a chiyuv to pay schar b'teila? Because it's kaneva. If you do work on your boss's time, your boss hires you, and you do work on his time, so that's kaneva, you have to pay schar b'teila. Right, in a few minutes, we're going to have something very strange. If while you're working for your boss, you take time off to do something else, you have to pay back. It's not you, I mean, dam evriya. Presumably, an evid also. If an evid does something on his boss's time, to pay back schar b'teila. And later we're going to have a whole nida, and if he runs away, whether he has to pay back. If he runs away, lagamri, we're going to have a nida, and if he's chayav lahashlam, if he has to pay back. We didn't get there yet, but we're going to talk about it. And here, for schar b'teila, it's for us to double pasha. He wasted 5 minutes. He wasted 5 minutes. He has to pay back.
So,
so maybe there's a difference if you run away and don't earn money, or if you run away and do earn money. If you run away and earn money, so then you should have to pay. If you run away and don't earn money, then you don't have to pay. That'll be a good teretz. We'll see that there's good svara for that. So we'll hold off for a few minutes till we get to the bottom of the Yamid. But we do see here the concept of schar b'teila. We do see that there's a concept that if you took time, your boss's time, to do something, you have to pay him back. So, all right, first, the charis pasha. No? Charis pasha. Okay. So we'll come back to it. But let's go. In the meantime, let's talk about the anak, and later we'll get back to the schar b'teila. My life. So now we have a stira. One place it says anak amavriya la'atzma. One place it says anak amavriya raviya. My life. Hodin nafka b'simanim. Hodin nafka levi b'misasav. If the father's alive, he gets it. If the father's dead, he doesn't get it. After the Gemara law. Edividi v'nafka la b'simanim. But like Asher. It's talking about out with simanim. Now if she goes out with simanim, she's only a nara. So her money still goes to her father. Shvach nu reha lavia, right? A girl, even after she has simanim, she goes out of her other, but to av, she's still mishum b'tiriya. Kulei kash. Ha, di yisei la'av, ha, di lesei la'av. It depends if the father is around, or the father is not around, or if the father is alive, or the father is not alive. What does that mean? If the father is alive, then he gets her the Hanaka Mevriya. If the father's not alive, then he doesn't get it. So the Gemara will say, what does it mean he doesn't get it? He's dead. So the Gemara says, Kishloma Hanaka Mevriya La'atzma L'muteyachin. The Gemara says, what's pshat in this Gemara? That you would think that Hanaka Mevriya, which would normally go to her father. If her father's not alive, she'd go to her father's Yarshim, which is her brother's. So Kamash Mulan, that doesn't go to them. The Tanya, Misnachata Maisel Nechem Erachecha, 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 Maisel Nechem Erachecha. So before we go to Eved Ivri, by Om Evriya, what does the Gemara say? Om Evriya, her anak is hers, not her father's, and she keeps it. What's the case? We can have three possible cases of a shaila of who gets anaka mivriya. Right? You can have one case where the father, question is, when did the father die? You can have one case where she's not mivriya, and while she's not mivriya, her father died. So we say then she keeps the hanaka to herself. That's one case, right? So her father died when? While she's still not mivriya. You can have a second case. She was an amavriya, and let's say Sheish or Simanim came, she went free. And before she got the Hanaka, the father died. So I would think the Hanaka goes to the brother, it's Kamash Malad. So I have a third case. She was an amavriya, she went free. The oven gave her the Hanaka, she has it in her hand. And now the father died, she keeps it. See, each case is a bigger chiddush. Right, you have three cases. Again, the Gemara is saying that Omavriya keeps the money herself, keeps the Hanukkah herself. So you can have three echetimtzes. Either the father died while she's an Omavriya, it's an easy case, so she keeps it. Or the father died after she became Oysa Omavriya, but before she got the Hanukkah. Or she already received the Hanukkah, and now the father died. So the question is, in which of these three cases is the Gemara talking about? The Gemara says she keeps it because the father's dead. It's talking about all three cases, one of the three, or two of the three. In which case are we learning here the chiddush of Anaka Mevriya Latzen? That's the issue which the Rishonim here deal with. Am I being clear? Right? You can have different cases of Anaka Mevriya Latzen. We cleared if Hanukkah is a schirus or if Hanukkah is a mitzvah. That's the clear of Hanukkah, which I mentioned to you yesterday. Whether Hanukkah is a mitzvah or Hanukkah is a schirus, it's something she deserves. The Stipler here in Simon Chaf Gimel maintains that the Rambam Shita is that Hanukkah is a mitzvah. Other Rishonim may be differently, but the Rambam holds that Hanukkah is a mitzvah and not a schirus. It's not something she's entitled to mitzvah atzma, that she has a schirus to ketvi on Hanukkah. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah like a tzedakah, or a mitzvah like returning a mashkin. It's a mitzvah for the other to give. She has no tviyah on it. It's not a schiras. It's a tzedakah, which we discussed yesterday. We discussed it a few weeks ago. And what Hanukkah is. The Stipler brings a raya from our nidain, from our Gemara. What does our Gemara say? Omavriya dies. And I'm sorry. Omavriya's father dies. She gets the Hanukkah. What's the case? Which case? In the Rambam it says that the case is that the father was alive when she was freed. The Rambam says even if the father was alive when she was freed, let's say 6 years were up or simanin, she went free. The father was alive. And then before the money came through, the father died. She keeps the Hanukkah. It doesn't go to the Yarsha. So the Mishlo Melech asks, why? Let's say someone owes a man money, and the man dies. It was Yarshin Yarshin. That's for sure. Someone owes money to a person, and the person dies. He has to pay the Yarshin. That's a Davar Pasha. So here, in the Rambam's case, the three cases I mentioned, in the two outer cases, the second and third case, the father was alive at the time that she went free. If the father was alive at the time she went free, if you learn Hanukkah is a chayv mamin, that means that the father already had a right to this chayv mamin when he was alive. If you learn Hanukkah is a chayv mamin, that means that when the father was alive, he's already entitled to the money. He had to go manayim. But his daughter went free, he's entitled to the money. So now, if he dies, it should go to his yashin. If you learn that Hanukkah is a chayv mamon, then as long as the father was alive when she died, the chayv should go to yashin. Elamai must be Zakta Stifler. That the Rambam holds that Hanukkah is a mitzvah. It's not a chayv. It's not a mamonistic chayv. If it's a mitzvah and not a chayv, then it makes sense to say that she keeps it not only if the father died while she was in Amavriya, but even if the father died after she went free already, but she didn't get the money yet. If it's a mitzvah, it's not a chayv. So then it makes a lot of sense. Because there's nothing to yarshin. Just because someone has a mitzvah to give me something doesn't mean that I could be ma'irishit to my kids. If it's a chayv mamin, I could be ma'irishit. If it's something that somebody has a mitzvah to give me, so it's not shaykh yirush on that. There's no chiyuvim, there's no shibudim. So it turns out, from the Stipler, two things. Shat na gemara. We have two ways to learn the gemara. If you hold Hanukkah is a chayv mamin, then we're only mamayit if the father dies while she's in Amavriya. Because if it's a chayv mamin, once she dies, the father's married to the children. If you learn Hanukkah is a mitzvah, then we have, of the three cases I mentioned, case one and two. Say if the father dies while she's in Amavriya, she keeps it, that's pashit. And even if the father dies after she's freed, also, she keeps it herself, because since it's not a chayv mamin, the father doesn't own it to be married to the children. So those two cases, and that's a riot. So first of all, that's Shani Gemara, both cases. And second of all, we have a makar that the Rambam Shita is that Hanukkah is a mitzvah, and not that Hanukkah is a chayv. The only shayla in Pshat here would be in the third case. Let's say it already came to her hand. Let's say it came to her already. And then the father dies. Is there any svara to say that the father shouldn't be marisha to his kids? If it already is in her hand, is there any svara to say the father shouldn't be marish? No? And I come for the svara. If she already has it, so the Kesef Mishnah says there's no svara to say that. The Stipler brings to the Kesef Mishnah. In the third case I told you, where she already received the Hanukkah, there's taka no svara to say that it should go, that it should not go to the father. If she's holding it, she's just holding it for the father. The father's money, the father's alive when she got it. So she's just holding it for her father. In that case, the Kesef Mishnah says Zicha would go to the father and the father would be marisha to the children. He says, even if it's a mitzvah. So even though it's a mitzvah, that's till she gets it. Once she has it in her hand, so now it's already mamon. So we have, again, three cases of Hanukkah. One case where the father died while she was in Amma. That's Poshit, that the Gemara is talking about. Doesn't go to the children. One case where the father died after she was freed, before she got the money, which is totally if Hanukkah is a mitzvah or a chayv. In the third case, where the money already came to her hand, so there, the Kesef Mishnah says, there's no svara to say they shouldn't yarshin. And even though the Lashon HaRambam is mashma, you don't yarshin, even if it's in her hand, the Kesef Mishnah says it must be to lav dafka de kaloshin, because in the third case, it makes no sense. Alright, so this is the pshat in the Gemara. Now, as far as the Rambam Shita, that the Rambam Shita is that it's a mitzvah, it fits very well with what we went through yesterday. Yesterday, the Stipler, in the earlier piece of the Stipler, discussed the Chiddush, that Misas Ha'adayim, the children, give Hanukkah. Right? The Stipler was Matzdik, the Tzais, who said that when the man dies, Misas Ha'adayim, The other was never chayiv in hanaka, just the amah goes to the child frees, and the child gives the hanaka by Mises Od. The child gives the hanaka. We said with the Rambam that the child has a mitzvah to say to Yishalchenu. So male is the child's mitzvah. The chayra, that also makes more sense. Which way? If it's a mitzvah, it's a chayv moment. If it's a mitzvah, it's a lot of sense. It's the child's mitzvah. The child has a mitzvah to say tzei, which is a mitzvah. The child has a mitzvah to give hanukkah. It's a mitzvah. The Rambam Shita makes sense. If you say it's a chayv mamin, so it's hard to understand, especially like we said yesterday, if shibud alav deraisa, what chayv mamin does the child have? Schiras, this amah never worked for the child 1 second. Could be it's exeris hakasov, but it's just not logical to teach the pasuk that way. That he has a chiv schiras on something that, what schiras? Nobody, she never worked for me. Seems that it's a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, then it makes sense that the child gets the Yom Avriya to say tzei and give hanukkah. Just like saying tzei is a mitzvah. There is a kasis, a shalchenu. You should send them free. Same thing. This is a mitzvah. You don't inherit the mitzvah because the father never had the mitzvah. Just when there's Misa Sa'adayin, the Torah put a mitzvah on the child to send the Yom Avriya free and to pay hanukkah. He's not inheriting the mitzvah of his father. He's just in a circumstance where he has a mitzvah. And just like if someone's a kayin, eats truma, he didn't inherit the mitzvah of truma of his father. It's just a hechatimtza that he has a mitzvah. Here also, if you are the child of a man who owns an amavriya, so the Torah gave you such a mitzvah to send the amavriya lachameves and send the child to send the amavriya free. If we say it's Chirus and the son is Yerush Lechayiv, so I mentioned yesterday, the Ktzai says that if you hold Shibut Alav Deraisa, so a child doesn't inherit a Chayiv Min HaTorah, he might inherit a Midrabanan, he doesn't inherit a Chayiv Min HaTorah. So it can't be, and the Ktzai, the stipulated created, even a Shibut Deraisa, the Chayiv had to exist by the father, it can't stop by the child. So this all fits very nicely with Shita Sarambam to say that it's a mitzvah, and the truth is that if we go with the Rabbi Shita and say it's a mitzvah, we only had one nakuda, I think, that would be a problem. To say that hanukkah is a mitzvah. So we had all the nafkaminas, and alright, so we say the Rabbi Shita is a mitzvah, and whatever nafkaminas we had, if you can take into the Torah, if you can't take into the Torah, fine, the Rambam will hold that. There was only one nakuda from yesterday that was shver. That's the Peshua's kasha. Peshua asked that if you hold that an Amma of Ria, if she's a Ketana, how do you give an Amma of Ria Hanukkah? If she's a Ketana, and if you hold that Minat Torah Ketanik doesn't have Kinyanim, so what does it mean that she gets the Hanukkah? She gets the Hanukkah. She can't be Zaycha. So I mentioned to you yesterday, the Pnei Shua says that if you hold it Tzchirus, it's good. Because if a Ketana does work, they get a cotton also gets tzchiras. I told you, right? You promise a lollipop to a cotton. There's a chi of tzchiras. If he works for you, he does something for you, you have to give it to him. Tzchiras the cotton has. That is one nakuda, which is a problem if you hold mitzvah. If we're saying the Rambam holds that Hanukkah is a mitzvah, then the Pnei Yeshua's kasha seems to come back. Because Pnei Yeshua asked, how could you say Hanukkah Mevriya La'atzma? If she had simonim, it's good. She's a gedayla. But if she goes out with Sheish, she's a Ketana, and her father's not alive, she gets the Hanukkah herself. So the Peshua's Kasha comes back, that how could you say Hanukkah goes to her? She has no kinyanim. It's sort of the only hole in saying that this is the Rambam Shita. So I would like to suggest to Teretz that maybe, in Achinami, she's not kind of the Hanukkah. The Torah has a mitzvah to put it in her hands. So she's not claiming it. Let's say she's not claiming it. Maybe the Rambam will hold that the Hanukkah is that you give it to her. If you give it to her, she's not claiming it. So maybe she's not claiming it. Just like the Nosam Biyoda by a get. Rav Nimloom said the mitzvah is to put the get in her hand, even though she can't be kaina, the nesina doesn't. So maybe here too, there's a mitzvah, even though the ketana, the amavriya is a ketana. How could you have hanukkah? The Pnei Yeshua asked, how could you have hanukkah? Hanukkah requires kinyanim. So I would answer Pnei Yeshua's kasha that nachinami, she's not kaina. There's a mitzvah to take money and put it in her hand or whatever the hanukkah is and give it to her. Why she's not kaina? She's taking her kaina, but if she goes to the store and buys something, the stum they'll give her something for it, even though she's not kaina. She doesn't have dine kinyanim, but who cares? Hanukkah maybe is just to give it to her. There's a machlekes rishayim if das acheres makna if a cotton can get a matana. The Yeshua is asking, like, does rishayim hold that a cotton can't get a matana in a tayrim? Cotton has no kinyanim. If you give an esrik to a cotton, why is that a problem in a tayrim? Lamaisa cotton is kind. The question is, back here, is there ice or not? It's machlekes rishayim. Teshua spells it out that Nachinami. This thing that does Rishayim. Alright, the Rambam holds that a cotton could be kind of the whole kash doesn't start like the Rambam. I don't know what Shitz the Rambam is. But if even if the Rambam holds differently, it could be how Nachi is. A mitzvah you put it, you give it to us. You give it to us. Part of the. It's just the same thing, just like to say you go out without say, the mitzvah they say. Same thing, even though you're not kind of, the mitzvah to put in the hand. Okay. So this is the way we're leaving it for now. That the Rambam Sheet is Hanukkah is a mitzvah. The Teshua's problem we can get around two ways. Teshua is how to ketana kaina Hanukkah. Either the Rambam will hold that that's a cheres makna works in our Torah, so ketana could get. Well, we'll learn the way I'm saying now that putting in our hand is enough of the mitzvah of Hanukkah. I'd like to add a nekuda just to think about. I told you there are three cases where the father could die. The father could die while she's an Amma. In that case, it's Pashit. The father dies while she's an Amma. It's a Dover Pashit that the father doesn't get the father's Yashim don't get the money. The second case was where the father dies after she's freed, before she got the money. So the father dies after she's freed, before she got the money. The stipler says, that's totally if it's a mitzvah, a chayv. If it's a mitzvah, they don't yashin. If it's a chayv, they do yashin. The third case was the case where she already got the money. God then gave her the money. And then the father died before she gave it to her father. So in that case, the Lashon of Rambam seems to say that the father's yashin, don't yashin. And the Kesef Mishnah said there's no svara for that. It can't be. What's a svara? If she already received the money, so what's a svara that the father's yarshim shouldn't yarshim? So in the third case, the Kesef Mishnah said it's a davar pashut that the children would yarshim once it came to her. All right, the Kesef Mishnah says from the cow. But if somebody wants to shtel zuch on this, if you hold that when the other gives the hanukkah to the woman, to the amma, when she's a ketana, not if she went out with someone, but at least when she's a ketana, if you hold, like I just suggested, that she's not kaina, it's just placed physically into our hand, but she's a ketana, she's no kinyanim. If you'll agree with that, which may or may not be true, but if you'll allow me such a possibility, that the hanukkah, when it's given to the ketana, she's not kaina. It's just placed into our hand. That's the mitzvah. It's placed in our hand. Now she has to give it to her father, Kishvach Nura Lavia, or Kishvach Ketana Lavia. If you learn that way, then even the third case would make sense that there's no Yerusha. Because then when the money came to her, the father has no kinyanim in it yet. It's just like it wasn't given. It's not kinyanim, it's not Yerusha. It's as if it wasn't given to her. She got kainet. So it could be that in this third case, where the money was already given to her, and then the father died. With the Lashon Rambam is mashma that the children don't yarshim. If you learn how Naki is to give it to her, and she's not kaina, just sitting in her hand, then it would make sense, even in that case, even in the third case, that there's no Yerusha. Because mitzad dinei kinyanim, it didn't come to the father's estate. It's a mitzvah to give it to her. It was put in her hand. But it's not the father's yet. When she'll give it to her father, it'll become the father's.
But,
so that's only when there's a kinyan. When the shvach nurim is owed to the father.
She finds them in the
same street. She's got the father's because remember, minatara, she has no kinyanim. There's rabbanim yet. It's still half grand. Anybody can take it away from her. Minatara. If a katana or a cotton finds a mitzvah in the street, anybody could grab it away from them. But obviously it'll lead to fights. So Mishum Shalom says, I'll make a takana. That if she finds a mitzvah, she keeps it. That you know, I'll take it away from her. But Minatayra, if a katana finds, a cotton katana finds, and there's no kinyan. That's why the Pteshu is called Kashas Bar.
Actually, it comes out, maybe, because the Lachman Rambam
Okay. So the Lashon Rambam, I thought you were going to say here, is that if a man dies, he's not Meirish unless the Hanukkah was Bali Yadai. That's the Lashon. Unless the Hanukkah came to the father's hand, then he's Meirish. And because the Mishnah says it's Mashon Bali Yadai, not Bat Sfara. So I don't know if the Rambam meant Liyadai, not Liyadai, this may be a possible Sfara. Okay, so this is Hanaka of an Omavriya. Next case. Now we go to Hanaka of an Evet. What are we holding? Bishloma. Again, Bishloma Hanaka Omavriya La'atzma L'mutei Achim. The Tayyim is Nachal Tamayis L'mdecha Mechweichem Maislam Nechem L'avine Sechem L'vnechem. Mekanchen Adamarish L'spita L'vnei. Okay, so we'll finish with Omavriya. Ella. Anak Evid Ivri Latzma Pshita Elolaman. Evid Ivri Zanok, of course it goes to him. He's a gadol, right? A man is not sold for an Evid unless he's a gadol. Torah didn't make a parasha of Evid Ivri for a man under Bar Mitzvah. So it's only Shayach after Bar Mitzvah. So of course he keeps it himself. Elolaman, who else? Amrev Yosef Yud Koras Kachazina Hacha. I see some extra words here. That means that it's taka pashit. Anak evad ivri latzma is pashit, but I want to tell you anak om ivriya, so it's chatan aloshin of anak evad ivri. Abai omar, hachi omar sheshes. Ha money tudoihi, tutoihi, detanya, tutoi oimer. Loi voloi labal chayve. We had this on Festival of an Aleph, the concept of loi voloi labal chayve. What does that mean? What's the H? Loi v'loi l'bal chayve? Huh? Now what? That the Adain gives it to him and doesn't give it to the bal chayve. Okay, l'chayre, that's pshat. Rashi says that's pshat. That the Adain doesn't give Hanukkah to the bal chayve. The Adain gives the Hanukkah to the Eved. What about once the Eved gets it? Once the Eved receives the Hanukkah, could the Bachayv come and take it away from him? Hmm? What do you say? What? Okay, from the Mashmais of Rashi here, though, you're right. But Mashmais of Rashi, V'loy L'Bachayv, with the Sphere like Reb Nassim, what's Reb Nassim? Reb Nassim, Shibutu Reb Nassim. So with the Sphere like Reb Nassim, so Reb Nassim says that Shibut to Reb Nassim that if Reuven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi, Reuven pays Levi. So we're saying over here, Reuven doesn't pay Levi. That's Rashi Shita. Leila Bal Chayve is Memayit Shibut to Reb Nassim. Rambam, however, doesn't say anything about Shibut to Reb Nassim. The Rambam says that Leila Bal Chayve is that a Bachayv cannot take away Hanukkah. Period. The Rambam seems to say, it's pretty clear in the Lashon HaRambam, that the Hanukkah, even after the Eved gets the Hanukkah, you can't, the Bachayv can't come and take it away. The language of the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos is also mentioned. The Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam says, "Anak eved ivri la'atzmai, ve'ein la'bal chayv shum zchusvai, v'lo yigve chayve mizeh." He doesn't say a word about Shibud Derem Nas. He says, "Anak eved ivri la'atzmai, ve'ein la'bal chayv shum zchusvai." Sounds like the Baal Chayv can't take the money. When you give it to the Yom Ivri, to the Eved Ivri, the Baal Chayv can't take it away from the Eved Ivri once it came to the Eved Ivri's hand. That's a very big chiddush, no? Maybe after the Eved Ivri gets the money, the Baal Chayv still can't be taveyed. Now he's got cash in his hand. What? The purpose of Hanukkah is so the Eved could start a new life. If the Bachar could take it, then what's the point? The Bachar will take it. Alright. Because this money was given for Hanukkah. Other money, he has money. The Bachar could take. The Bachar could take other money. That's for sure. This money that he gets for Hanukkah, the Bachar can't take. Is that what you remember? And I'm over here, the father does take it. Because that's the exercise of custom that calls Shvach and Relevia. The question is, once the father takes it, could the Baal Chayv take it from the father? That'd be an interesting question.
But according to this, the money that gets by Naka can only use for that sort of purpose.
It's not if he decides to pay off his Chayv, but it's not he could. It just means the Baal Chayv can't be Teveyed. He gets money for Hanukkah, so
well,
he.
The
purpose is to start your life again.
Okay, so if he's going to pay back
the so maybe that's then how then he wants to start his life. I don't know. He should be an isser.
No, I think if he's allowed to, if you know, he's allowed to, then the Baal Chayv should be allowed. Either way, the Baal Chayv should be allowed to.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe right. I don't know. So it's another step of chiddush that he's not allowed to. Maybe. We hear the Rambam Shita. Life, a life, Baal Chayv, is that the Baal Chayv can't take it away even after the Eved got the money. The Baal Chayv can't take it. Where did the Rambam see this? What?
If he has other money, so the Baal Chayv already collected that. That means that Hanukkah would have
to pay his money. He has no money, all he has is this Hanukkah. The Baal Chayv can't take it. Other money, so there's a dinner misajim l'Baal Chayv. Anytime a Baal Chayv is a simin and Shulchan Aruch misajim l'Baal Chayv, you have to leave him a certain number of days worth of food, a certain number of days worth of clothing, and his claim. Yeah, of course, something he can't take ever, of course he can't take. We're talking about Hanukkah is more than that. Yeah, Hanukkah is pretty significant, we're going to have it next Amid. But, so what are we saying? The Rambam Shita, not like Rashi, but that Hanukkah, even after the other gets it, you can't give away. Where did the Rambam see this? It's up to Chazaynish. Because the Lashon of the Gemara is Hanak Eved Ivri La'atzmai. According to Rashi, it should have said Hanak Eved Ivri La'eved Ivri. If right now the money is in the Adon's hand, and he has a shayla, who should he give it to? So it should say Hanak Eved Ivri, which is in the Adon's hand, La'eved Ivri. The language Hanak Eved Ivri La'atzmai is mashmut in his own hands, and anak eved ivri la'atzma, he doesn't have to give it away, which is Rashi to Zeramba, that the anak eved ivri he keeps himself. Which is also beautiful, that even after it came to her hand, the Rambam is learning, even after it came, well, it depends how you look at the Rambam. If you look at the Kesef Mishnah, it means after she went free. La'atzma, he makes say lam evriya. If you learn the Pashtas Rambam, that even if you got it, then it's beautiful. At any rate, this is the Rambam's chiddush that anak eved ivri la'atzma is when, is even if it comes to him, there's a cost of life alay la'bal chayv. Fits him beautifully into the Gemara and Daf Tzayin. There's a big problem with this Rambam. That is the Gemara and Tzvav Amar Aleph. Gemara says, Vav Med Aleph, there's one by the Yom said, Loi, V'loi L'mai Charatzmai. V'idav, Loi, V'loi L'bal Chayvai. Right, so there was a machlaikis of Yidash and Loi, V'loi L'bal Chayvai. V'idav, why did the other person hold Loi, V'loi L'bal Chayvai? Why did he dash and Loi, V'loi L'bal Chayvai? The Gemara said, Les Loi D'Rav Nasan. He doesn't know the Shibud D'Rav Nasan any time. So if I had to hear, there's no Shibud D'Rav Nasan. Vidach ba'amanami leisvir long Reb Nosson. Gemara says if you don't hold like Reb Nosson, you can't darshan loy v'loy l'bal chayvei. If you don't hold like Reb Nosson, you can't darshan loy v'loy l'bal chayvei because of course the Yadin doesn't give it to the bal chayvei. According to the Rambam, the Gemara is very shver. We could still darshan loy v'loy l'bal chayvei that after the money comes into his hand, he doesn't give it to the bal chayvei. That after the money comes into his hand, doesn't give it to the bal chayvei. So the Gemara here on Tez Zayin is very nice like the Rambam, but the Gemara on Tez Vav is not nice like the Rambam. Not good like the Rambam. So it's a pelo. It's a pelo. The whole Rambam Shita, life alayla b'chayvai, that even if he doesn't give, it's not like the Gemara on Tez Vav. So the Stipler tries to answer that loy is loy v'loy l'bachayvai. So the pasuk is talking about the adon. So the pasuk teich loy v'loy l'bachayvai is that the adon doesn't give it to the bachay, he gives it to the ad. We learn into the kavana of loy v'loy l'bachayvai. Why loy v'loy l'bachayvai? It's mamon. We learn into kavana satayra that what? Why don't you give it to the bachay? Why don't you give it to the Bachai? Should we be all Shibuddha or Nasa? Why don't you give it to the Bachai? We learn in Tekavana Satayra that this is not Mamin. That this is Mamin that will, what we call a mitzvah. This is not a regular Chayv. Laiv alai Bachai is my Shibuddha or Nasa. It's true. I think Laiv alai says Bach. But once I know that, that Laiv alai Bachai is Mamayit, the case of Shibuddha or Nasa, it comes out that loy v'loy l'bal chayvei is teaching us what? That it's not mamonis. It's a mitzvah. That's what I just said. The Rambam Shita is that this money is a mitzvah. Anaka is a mitzvah. It's not mamonis. Hayyos that it's a mitzvah and it's not mamonis. Hayyos that it's a mitzvah and it's not mamon. Therefore, memeila, the bal chayvei came on ein, even after it comes to his hand. Because tzedakah too, if you give an ani tzedakah, let's say you have a man who owes $100,000. So yes, he doesn't have money to feed his family. You give him tzedakah to feed his family. So Bachayv is going to take it away. Allah is the Bachayv can take it. If I gave it to him to feed his family, tzedakah, so he uses it for that. The Bachayv can't be tzedakah. The same thing with Hanukkah. The Rambam learns, like we said all along, that Hanukkah is a mitzvah. Hayyos, it's a mitzvah. How do I know it's a mitzvah? Loi v'loi l'bal chayvei. The fact that Adin doesn't give it to Achibudah Drev Nasan teaches us it's a mitzvah. Maybe once it's a mitzvah, by extension, the Rambam extends it, loi v'loi l'bal chayvei, that even after he gets it, he doesn't have to give it to the bal chayvei. This is how the Stipler learns. And again, now we have another Rambam now, which stims to say that it's a mitzvah, that Hanukkah is a mitzvah. And because it's a mitzvah, that's why the Bal Chayv doesn't mind. So we had today Amavriyas La'atzma V'lay Lavia. The Rambam shtims only if you learn Tanakh as a mitzvah. Loi V'lay L'Bal Chayv, also the Rambam shtims if you learn it's a mitzvah. If you learn it's a mitzvah, it's Gufa Taich Loi V'lay L'Bal Chayv. Why did the Bal Chayv get it? Because Tanakh is a mitzvah. Tanakh is not a ordinary Mormonistic edict. Okay, let's see the next piece of Gemara. Gufa, Elo Manikin Lahem. Right, about 10 lines up. Hayaitse Bishanim Biyavel Misa Sadin, Bamavriya Bisimanim, Avo Berech, Yaitse Bigrain Kasef, E Manikin Lahem. So we have here two people that don't get Hanukkah. Who are they? A Bereach and a Yaitse B'Gerai and Kesef. What's similar about the two of them? Bereach and Gerai and Kesef. They both, well, Shesh is really also Bakar Chari Adam.
You
stood that in the beginning. That's true. And also that it's something that the Eved chooses to do. The Eved chooses to be a Bereach or chooses to Gerai and Kesef. Deva chooses to do it. So those two things, there's no hanaka. Stuck a mistaver. If you choose to go out, I should have to give you money. Remeilai meberechei manikin loy, beyotik berenkes amanikin loy. Shimon Aymer, arba manikin loy. Shleisha bish, shleisha bish, isha. Yatoch loy, arba vechel loy, fishayin tzimon bish, or tzia bish. Menani mil. How do I know hanaka? The parsha of hanaka in the Torah is only by yetzik bishash. How do I know hanaka? Tamalai mitishlachenu, bichis tishlachenu. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. The Torah Rabbanan, Yachul Eyei Manikin Al Yetzir B'Sheish. The Torah says, Hanok is when you go out with 6 years. Minayim L'Rabbis Yetzir B'Yevul Misa Sa'ad and Vamev Riyav V'Simanim. How do I know if you marba everything else? Tamagloyim et Tishlachenu V'Sis Tishachem. Yachul Shani marba Berech V'Yetzir B'Gorayim Kesef. Tamagloyim V'Chis Tishachenu Chashi Me'imach Mishluchem Me'imach Yetzir Berech V'Yetzir B'Gorayim Kesef Shen Shluchem Me'imach. When Memayu those who go out on their own choice, and not that there's no hanok. Remeya held by Rechei Manikin Lai, then Shluchem Meimach, Ava Yaitzeb Gorayin Kesef, Shluchem Meimach. But the Yaitzeb Gorayin Kesef is considered Shluchem Meimach, it's only more Meimach than a Bereach. So that. Practic Gemara, by Reach, Hashlom Abay. So let's go, what are we talking about here? We're now getting into the Indian of somebody who runs away. He's an Eved. He runs away. Hashlomo boy, he's got to pay back. So let's say he's an Eved for a certain number of years, 6 years, and he runs away for any amount, for a month. So he has to pay back that month, the time. How do you see from Sheishanim Yavai? What?
He's
got to work. So Sheishanim, yeah, you always have to work 6 years. That's plus your shot. Seems the Riyaz Zakin learns Sheishanim Yavai Ruva Shviyas. You work 6 years, and sometimes you have to work into the seventh year. And if you look at the first Tosfos Riyaz Zakin on the next page, that's what he seems to learn the Gezeiras HaKasim.
Only works
out if you miss the year. Only works out if you miss the year. Yeah, because it could be Shminas too if you ran out of Shviyas. But okay. I doubt whether he means after that. So at any rate, a Bereach has got to pay back his time. Is that a Chiddush or not a Chiddush? What's a Chiddush? Is it a Chiddush? Is it a Chiddush? I hire someone to work for me for 6 years, inevitably. He runs away. I need a Pasuk to tell me? The answer is it is a Chiddush. Why? Why is it a Chiddush? He's supposed to work for me, not work for me. I would say a little better. I would think he goes free and he owes me money. No? So I would think he's never for 6 years. If he goofed off for a month, he ran away for a month, so pay me back for that month. He owes me money.
He has to work.
He
has to
pay back.
He has to work.
He's never.
For whatever he
missed. So you say, what's the chiddush? No, if you hire someone to work, he doesn't work. You know, Pasha, he's got to pay you back. It's a chiddush in Simara. Huh? He has to work for you as opposed to pay. And Yaakov's timing, what do you mean? He made up to pay. He made up to work. It's also pshit that he has to work. What?
And
so
the loss of time
would be a spec. Because it's a hefsid. Here also, the Chayrish have to pay the hefsid, no? But then again, it's not a chiddush, it's the same as every worker. So again, what's the chiddush? Why do I need a special pasuk here? If I eved, maybe the chiddush is that he's mutter b'shifcha in the extra time. He has a din eved, even after 6 years, and that he's even mutter b'shifcha. That'd be the chiddush. Huh? What's the chiddush? What's the chiddush that he pays back?
What happened when he ran away?
Well, that's a good question. We're going to learn that that's during the time he runs away. We have machlokes rishayim about that. And he doesn't have to pay for what he failed to do. Failed to work.
The reason I was running away is because of you. Because really, the parent is very nice.
It's running away because of me?
So the reason why I was running away is because of you.
If he could prove I didn't give him good accommodation, so the other two. You mean that's the case of Ereach, is when he has tightness on me?
Yeah, that's what again. That's what the Kaddish is. That's almost like.
Maybe only the pasuk in the case we had tainus against me. Maybe I don't know. I would like it better if the chiddush is with the b'shivcha, because then he could stand his surim. Maybe that's a bigger chiddush.
So kind of other matzim.
What?
So kind of other matzim.
And therefore.
So it's not. It's even worse. Sometimes the other brother that he pays it back.
So you think it's a chiddush that he has to work for him? If the chiddush he works, he doesn't pay. All right, so we have two possibilities. If the chiddush is he works, I would think he just pays. Or else the chiddush is that he's mutar b'shivcha. But we all seem to agree that it's a davar pashut, that if he if he runs away one day, that he owes the day back. That we seem to all agree that it's a davar pashut. Right, so for tomorrow, make sure you look at the Ritva. Ritva says something about this. And tomorrow's shiur will be on Beireach.